Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, welcome everybody. This is your host, Jerry Williams. I'm doing a sound check right now. For all those people who's probably trying to figure out what I'm doing, this is a sound check. I'm doing some checking here because I want to see, you know, how the sound will go with my everyday when I do these shows and everything, because it makes me wonder if it's a good mic or not. You know, I always want to know. And so with that said, I'm going to do this sound check. So right now we're trying out this new microphone. As you can see, if I get real close and see how it goes, it's really distorted, right? So if I go back a little bit, I'm just going to go back just a little bit. How does it sound here? Let's see. This is probably about maybe 4 inches away from my mouth. Excuse me. Because I think that maybe the further back we go, the better off of it. Now, the other thing is that I don't want it to be over-tinted. Because that was my main concern, was the sound of it was tinting and, man, was it sounding really intensified with it, because, you know, like I said, when you're doing a sound check, when you're trying to get everything together, want to know what the sound sounds like. So this is with my microphone up on the steering wheel. This will give me an idea of where everything is, so I can set the microphone. Now, I'm wondering if I put it, I'm always, I don't know, I think it's pretty good. This is where I have it, like, at the root for the, hit a button.
Nah, it didn't do anything.
Okay. So if you put it at the roof of the car, this is what it sounds like, the roof of the car. Not really fond of that. Anyway, for those who are joining us, just let you know I'm doing a sound check. It's not a live show. I have the bass all the way up. I have the treble probably like a little bit down. We'll see how that sounds with the treble all the way down. Like, so it has too much of a tint to it. I'm always concerned about that kind of stuff to see how it works out. It's not what it boils down to, right? So I put it back up by the steering wheel. I turn the treble all the way up, and I have it by the steering wheel. So let's try that. You know, it's funny. I was looking at some stuff that was going on with Donald Trump and, you know, some stuff he has going on. And it's kind of crazy. But he has to go to court tomorrow. So he has to go to court tomorrow. Unfortunately, he has to go to court because he's having a lot of issues. And so they're saying that, you know, he has to go to court because of the Stormy Daniels thing. We do know that he has probably more than just that going on. I mean, he has, what, like 5 or 6 court cases happening all over the place. I mean, that's a lot of court cases. Do you know that he's going to be probably indicted on, double down about halfway. They do know that he's going to be indicted on all charges here, on a lot of these different charges, different court cases. Now, we all suspected that Donald Trump was probably going to go to prison, right? And so tomorrow is a big deal for him because he may be going to prison for all the stupid shit that he did up in New York. And so if he does go to go to prison, that means tomorrow, Tuesday, we may very well see Donald Trump go to prison. And honestly, Donald Trump is even worried because he called upon his people to come up to New York and riot and do a peaceful protest. Now we know that anything that happens with Donald Trump is not a peaceful protest, as we have seen with January 6th. So this is not a peaceful protest. This is, without a doubt, going to be something very, very fucking serious. And so if he is already inciting his people to go to New York, what do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Will this become another January 6th like we've seen before? Will there be a domestic terrorist attack by the Trump people against our country? I mean, these are all good questions when it comes to this stuff. I mean, really, it is. And it's very important that we talk about this stuff, which we will talk about this later on the show. By the way, we have a show tonight. It starts at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, so we hope that everybody will come join us because it is going to be a fabulous show. We're not only going to be talking about politics, we're going to be talking about some other stuff that's going on, including Bruce Willis. I really want to talk about Bruce Willis. I know that Bruce Willis, by the way, is one of my favorite actors. He is probably, without a doubt, one of my all-time favorite actors. That hearing that he developed aphasia, which is a form of dementia, when he came out about that and said he was retiring, you know, everybody thought, well, maybe we've got some time with him and we'll be able to deal with this. But apparently, according to people that are close to him, say that the aphasia is getting worse. And so they've been posting videos of Bruce Willis. They just posted one, I think it was today, of his birthday. I think it was today or yesterday or something like that. And it was posted by Demi Moore. That's his ex-wife. And by the way, she moved in with Bruce Willis and his family to take care of him. And so, you know, she went in there to help him, to try to direct and guide him to becoming, you know, something where she could help him and so forth. And I can understand that. I mean, you got to think. She spent a lot of her life with Bruce Willis. So it wouldn't surprise me that, you know, she wanted to go help them. I mean, they are part of the family, all of them. You know, so. But the problem is that they're saying that Bruce Willis, that they're celebrating all these different birthdays, Christmases, and stuff like that now because they don't think he's going to be here by the end of the year. I mean, that's what they're saying. They're saying he probably will not be here by the end of the year, which is very, very sad. This guy who is a badass, he portrays himself as a badass. His characters are always about him being a badass, you know, Die Hard, you name it. Whatever Bruce Willis has done has always been like law enforcement. The only thing I think that he never was in law enforcement, Sixth Sense, when he played that part. which to me, it was pretty much a way for Bruce Willis to, you know, branch out to other characters. But, you know, to hear that he's not possibly going to make it to the end of the year is just, like, horrifying, like a tragedy of all tragedies. I mean, it's just so sad. And then I started thinking, you know, it took, what, 8 months that he came out and talked about it. 8 months, and already he started to deteriorate. If you've never seen these videos posted, what he looks like and what he's going through, you really need to check it out. Because it's sad. It really is sad to see this kind of stuff and knowing that this man probably won't have much time on this earth. And all of us truly love the guy. He was a great actor, fabulous actor. And so when he does die, he will be missed. Immensely, he will be missed. So we're going to talk about that tonight on the show. Again, the show starts at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure that you come see us. Make sure you join us because it's going to be a really good show tonight. And like always, we are a talk radio, so you know, the people who support us want to turn the trouble all the way up again. All the people that help us and support us, we have co-hosts, we have people that help us with the show, and so I thank all of them. I think I want to let you guys know that, you know, we're portraying this, trying to help educate people on anything in the United States or in around the world that we need to talk about. And for example, I'm talking about anything from sports, entertainment, politics, sex. Yeah, we talk about sex here. You know, unfortunately, I'm not getting it, but we'll talk about it. No, I haven't had to have sex in a while, you know. But, well, you know, you'd think, well, if I haven't had sex in about a couple weeks, what the hell are you going to do, right? But honestly, as you get older, you realize, well, sex is not like a priority of anything. When you're young, yeah, sex is a priority. And you start thinking, man, I got to have sex 24/7, you know? And you're thinking that song, She Bang, She Bang. Yeah, you're definitely looking around for She Bang, She Bang. That's for sure.
Okay.
But honestly, I don't focus on sex anymore. My wife don't either. We both think that our priorities are something else besides sex. That's just how we are. She never wanted sex by anybody. She's not how she is. I don't ever want sex. When I was young, I wanted sex. I wanted sex all the damn time. But now that I'm getting older, I'm like, I ain't got time for that shit. I have to work. I got to survive. I'm a survivor. So I'm always working. Now, in reality, I think that you know, if you're 50 years old, 60 years old, you're having sex, good for you. Really, good for you because you are out there getting it done. No, honestly, I mean, I really do support people like that. I know a guy who is probably in his 80s. I know it was 89 years old, still banging it, man. He's still having sex. This guy is a rabbit. And even though that he's a rabbit, I don't know how he does it, man. Dude, I said, do you use any kind of, like, penis enhancement drugs? And he said he used to have to use Viagra. But apparently, the blood flow re-entered into his penis, and now he doesn't have a problem with his penis growing and having a hard-on. So he's not feeling bad that he has to have sex. So, my hat's off to you, brother. Good for you. you're in your 80s, you're still pumping it out, keep it for you. All right, so the sound check that I'm doing here, I have the microphone all over the place. I've been keeping it really close to the steering wheel, and actually I'm going to lay it right, I'm going to lay it on my belly now, like where my belly is. So I'm going to have it by the belly. This is like got a square thing to it, so that's what I have. I have it laying resting on my belly. The treble is all the way up on my belly. I'm going to bring the treble down. Okay, so the treble is halfway, and the microphone is on my belly. Or my stomach, what do you call it? And so I have it like that, so I wanted to see what it would sound like. Of course, I never tried it without the treble all the way out. You know, the treble is one of the big things. But let me try taking the treble all the way out and see what happens. All right, so I took the treble all the way out. The treble is all the way out of the microphone. So now it's just got some bass in it, and this is what it sounds like. So doing a mic check, testing 1, 2, 1, 2, check 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 1, 2, testing. The microphone is on my belly. I am talking up and aloud. Test 1, 2, 1, 2, 2, 1, 2, testing 1, 2, 1, 2, in Milford. Nobody knows what that means. Okay, kids are home from school. The party has begun. It has begun. So this is a new microphone that we have. I just got it maybe. Well, I didn't. I've had it for about a year or two. And it is a fabulous mic. And you can actually go out and do karaoke with it. Because that's what it is. It's a karaoke microphone. And you can go to almost any place to do, like, songs and stuff. It's so damn cool. It really is. All right, so I turned the treble all the way down. And the microphone's on my belly. And see what we have. I'm going to move the microphone up my steering wheel again. I want to see how that sounds. But still, treble's all the way down. Turn the treble back up all the way. The treble is all the way up to the full maximum volume. And the microphone is on the steering wheel. This is where it's at. So I'm going to move the microphone back to my belly again, just for the hell of it. I am doing these sound checks to see how this new microphone sounds. So bear with me, everybody, as we do this again. The show is tonight at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you want to join me, please do. I would love to see everybody there. When you tune in, you never know what's going to happen. Sometimes I give stuff away, so you may find that something else as well. So I moved the microphone back away from everything. It's back on the steering wheel, or let's just go follow. And so we just kind of, I gave you a kind of a highlight of what we're going to discuss tonight. Some of the stuff. We have a lot of stuff to discuss tonight on this show. So please bear with me while I talk about that, because we do have a lot of stuff to discuss. And I promise you, we'll get to this, we'll get to all of it, and much, much more. So we hope that you will join us right here on Blog Talk Radio. All right, everybody, I'm going to roll out of here, and I'll see you. I'll be back on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So have a good night, everybody.